I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. Do you believe this? This is the challenge that our Lord presents to us this day, this challenge of faith and belief, that he is indeed eternal life, true life, and the resurrection for everyone. In the chapter of John that we read from, chapter 11, which recounts this beautiful and moving encounter of our Lord in the raising of his beloved friend Lazarus, there is a verse that people tend to remember very vividly, and that is because it is the shortest verse in all of Scripture. Just two words in English: Jesus wept. And it shows us the true emotional connection that Jesus had not only with his friend, but with this encounter today. And I'll point us to an earlier verse, which I will read for us. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Now there's a very unique verb in the New Testament Greek, embrimaume, that is used to describe how the English translates deeply moved and troubled in spirit. Some translations even say that he groaned in spirit, and that's perhaps a little closer to the correct translation, because that verb that is used there is a very unique one. It's not used very often in Scripture, and it's used twice here to show that he was moved to his spirit and troubled. And that word is used sometimes in other literature to describe what is called a snorting or a grunting of some kind of an animal. And that's odd to think of in that way. But we see that because our Lord comes today knowing that he is face to face with his only enemy, that of death, that of corruption, that of sin, which leads us to death. And the Lord sees it in the tomb of his friend, and he groans from his spirit, almost in anger or disgust that this should happen to his creation. The Lord sees his one and only enemy, because none of us, even the ones who revile him, even the ones who will be spitting upon him and scourging him and mocking him and torturing him, he prays for them and he loves them. They are not his enemies. His one and only enemy is that of death. And he sees it in this encounter today, and he's troubled and moved because he knows he's about to go to war with it. And if we read that beautiful long poem from St. Andrew of Crete, that beautiful canon that he wrote, he speaks about this encounter as well, that Hades from below groans because it has gotten a foretaste of the power of the God-man who is raising Lazarus back to life. And Hades groans because it knows that soon it will encounter the God-man, and Hades itself will be destroyed, and death will be destroyed and overcome, because Christ himself is the resurrection and the life. We encounter this beautiful and moving testimony of our Lord's raising of Lazarus, and it specifically points out that Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days, to show us not only that his power over death extends to countless days, but that we will all be restored, even though our bodies may decay and become corrupt because of this physical small death in this life. But with Christ, we will all be restored into the fullness of life, into the fullness of the resurrection. Let us remember this as we proceed these next few days, as we follow the victor over death, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, into his city tomorrow, into Jerusalem, entering triumphant as a king, and the people around him shouting Hosanna because they are welcoming their king back, the true king back into his city, Jerusalem. Let us follow him there, but also be encouraged by this encounter today in the raising of Lazarus, and not be like the crowd who will then turn around and jeer at him to say, crucify him, crucify him. But to remember that he is indeed the resurrection and the life. Though we die, yet we shall live. And whoever lives and believes in him will never die. Do you believe this? Amen.